Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, it had to come as some relief to you and Buffalo teachers that President Biden is planning on prioritizing educators as we have now more supply of the vaccine, saying by the end of the month they want all educators to have at least one dose. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's I think it's an important step forward, but it's not just a question of making sure that that the teachers and the educational employees are a priority. We have to make sure that they have access to the vaccine. And that's gotten to be a problem around here, is that there isn't enough access to it. It's nice to have be prioritized, and that should be not just the teacher, but everybody in the school building, make sure that everybody is safe at home, the parents, et cetera. But you have to make sure it's available. What we'd like to do is see them have, if possible, have some of the schools, be able to provide it. But once again, it's great to have all educators in the school buildings prioritized, because that makes it safe for everybody, including in the community. But we have to have access to it. And as it is now, the teachers are telling me that they haven't had access to it, and it takes weeks to be able to get it, just like everybody else. And that's probably just as important.
So what I'm hearing from you is that you kind of think it's just lip service until you actually see a concrete plan in place to make sure teachers have access to the vaccine?
I'd say it's a step in the right direction. They already have teachers that have been identified as essential employees. But what we have to do now is to make sure that not only are they classified as essential, but that we have the ability here, and their teachers and the school employees have access to the vaccine. And I think that since they are rolling out a lot more of the vaccine within the next couple of weeks, that maybe the district also ought to take a look at maybe instead of starting in next week or so with schools, wait until after the break to make sure that everybody in the schools would be vaccinated, and that make it safe for parents and the community.
Do you see teachers, all teachers having the vaccine as a step towards 5-day in-person schooling at some point this year, not starting next fall, but this academic year?
Well, that depends not only just on getting the vaccine, but also the conditions in the schools. And it's not just the teachers. I think we have to make sure that everybody in that building, all the school employees, have access to the vaccine. Teachers obviously are most directly in contact with students, so obviously that should be a priority, but we should also make sure that everybody in that building gets it, because that'll make the kids safe, it'll make the parents safe, it'll make the community safe.
All right. Phil, is there anything else that you would like to add, anything you think the audience should know?
No, the thing is that I think that also that I think the district might want to, since the vaccine is going to become so readily available, hopefully, and access will be granted, that maybe they should think about we have only starting on somewhere around April 2nd, the spring break, and maybe that waiting for increasing the student population could wait, you know, until, you know, just another couple of weeks to make sure that everybody has a chance to get vaccinated.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!